Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas, Chaim Menachem Aaron ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara says that Hurei Avera Kashu Me Avera. Thoughts of an Avera have a harsher effect than the Avera itself. What this means is a machloikis. Rashi says, Hurei Avera Tavas Noshim, Kashim lahakhish es besoroi yoser meguvish al maise. That means that a person who fantasizes about inyonei znus, it is going to have an effect on his body. It affects his basar more than the maise itself. Somehow, Rashi is telling us that when a person has a huri avera, it weakens him. However, the Rambam in Mer Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Ches, explains that we're not talking over here like Rashi learns about the physical effect that a huri avera has on a person. Rather, we're talking about the hashchasa that he generates to his Chelek Ruchni. Meaning that the Avera itself is something that's done with the person's body. Mashenkin the Huri Avera, since it's done through the more spiritual part of the person, it's not being done with the body, rather with the mind, therefore is Poigim the person more. If you take a look at the Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Aleph Perek Dalet, where he's discussing the effect that man has over the entire Bria, he says the following words, Be'ez Asher Yasur ha'adam lachshay bilvavei machshava asher loy tahira b'niyef rachmona litzlan. At the time that a person begins to fantasize about in yoni niyef rachmona litzlan, arehu machdis zoyna semel hakina lebeis kachi hakadoshim. Since the person is comprised of different chalakim, and we know a person is the oilam katan, and just like in the oilam, there are different parts to the world. The holiest part of the world is the kodesh hakodashim. So too, within the person who corresponds to the bria, the holiest part of the person is his seichel. And if a person uses his moyach, uses his mind, and brings machshavis asher loy tahoyrois into his mind, it's like he's bringing a zoyna into the kodesh hakodashim. So if the person was chote with his body, that's one thing. But their huri avera is kashim avera for this reason. However, others understand that we're not talking about the huri avera, the fantasies that a person has when they involve znus. Rather, we're talking about intentions. The Marsha, for example, explains this Gemara based on the Gemara in Nazir that says that the ki yisharim darkei Hashem, tzadikim yelchu bo poshim yikashlu bo, that the darkei Hashem are set up in such a way that tzadikim can do something, rishoyim will do the same act, but for a tzaddik, it will be considered a maisa mitzvah, and for a rasha, it's considered a maisa aveira. The Gemara's example is Loit and his daughters. Loit's daughters were mechavon l'shem shemayim. It was considered for them a mitzvah. Masha'en kein Loit himself, since he wasn't mechavon l'shem shemayim, for him it was considered an aveira. So kashe herhuri aveira me aveira is that sometimes the aveira itself could be considered a mitzvah, but if the person has herhuri aveira, meaning that his intentions are not pure, then it's considered for him an aveira. So it comes out that according to Rashi and the Rambam, the words Hirhuri Aveira and Aris Sugya are specifically talking about Hirhurim, about Inyonei's Nus, and according to the Marsha, we're talking about the intention that a person has while he's doing an act that is considered an Aveira. Both of these pshatim will answer a question that is asked from the Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed Tesem Beis as a stira to our Sugya. Over there, the Gemara says, Machshava Toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarfa l'maisa, machshava she'ena toiva, ena HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa, which seems to mean that machshava of Avera is not as bad as the Avera itself, because if a person has a machshava she'ena toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzarfa l'maisa. He waits until the person does the maisa himself, and then he punishes the person. Unlike machshava toiva, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar even for the machshava. So how could that be? The Mefarshim ask. Over here we see that Herhure Avera is Kashem Avera. Now according to Rashi, the question doesn't even start, because our Gemara is not a statement about how much you get punished. It's rather a statement of how it affects the person. Herhure Avera is Kashem Avera. It's Makhish to go for the person. The question though begins according to the other Pshatim, that Herhure Avera Kashem Avera has to do with how much the person gets punished. And nevertheless, the Maral explains over there in the Chedush HaGadis, in Kedushin Alpi, the assumption that our Gemara, when it says Hurei Avera, Kashmi Avera, like we explained, is only, at least according to the Rambam and Rashi as well, is only talking about Hurei's Nus. Hurei's Nus brings the person's Yetzer Hara, gives him more of a taiva, and he's over an Avera because he's using his koyach of thought for an Aveira itself. The fantasy itself is an Aveira. When we say that Machshava She'ena Toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mitzar for Lemaisa, we mean when the person thinks that he's going to do an Aveira, which is not an Aveira Shel Znus, so there is no Chet in the actual thought. The fantasy of eating something that is Macholos Asuris. There is no Chet through the actual thought. Lois Asuru Achare Levavchem V'Achare Einechem includes Hirhuri Aveira. So when a person thinks about Znus, he's doing a Chet with his machshava. Masha'enkin, when a person thinks about a different aveira, the chet is not in the machshava, rather in the maisa. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits until the person does the actual maisa. And the reason why there's no chet in the machshava itself is because there's no indulgence when a person thinks about doing an act like machalos asur, so doing another aveira. He's thinking about a plan, he would like to do something in the future. He doesn't have hana from the actual thought. Masha'enkin, when a person fantasizes in arayas, when a person thinks about a maisa's nus, there is actual hana and indulgence in the thought process itself. And if we're to put it in Reb Tzadik HaKoyin's terms, in the Dovr Tzedek, Daf Ches, he explains the chilik to be that machshava is b'moyach and hirhur is belev. Machshava is a plan. Rabbis, machshava is belevish v'atzaz Hashem hisoko. Machshava is the thought that a person thinks about doing something in the future. Hirhur is already something that involves the hergeshim, the lev. So when you use the moyach, you're not really being choyte until you execute your machshava, because your machshava is still the planning stage. Masha'enkin, when you're already using the emotions, you're being choyte with your emotions themselves. Now, the only time that a person has hana and he stimulates his emotions through the fantasy of an aveira is with the aveira of znus. Then the person's emotions are stimulated. Masha'enkin, when the person thinks about doing a different chet, he may be in the world of machshava in the planning stages, but there's no stimulation that the person's emotions have just by the fact that the person thinks about doing the aveira. Now, according to the Marsha, who explains that we are talking about other chatoim, not just znus, we also can answer this theory very simply, because the Gemara over there, Machshava She'ena Toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mitzar for Lemaisa, is referring to a person who's planning on doing Aver, but he didn't yet do the act. Masha'enkin, here we're talking about a person who did the act, and the statement of Erhuri Aver, Kashem Aver, is a statement that after you do the act, the part that causes you to get punished more is the intention, is the thought that goes into the act that you're doing. So according to him, the difference between Machshava She'ena Toiva and Hirhur in our sugya is that Machshava She'ena Toiva is referring to a person who didn't yet do the act. He's thinking about something in the future. And hirhur could be the machshava that the person has as he's doing the act. The machshava that a person has while he's doing the act brings him more punishment than the act itself, because it's all dependent on his intentions. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Asi, Loma Nimshala Esther L'Shachar. Why is Esther compared to the morning? It says, Lamatzecha L'Yel Sashachar. Loma L'Char to tell you, Ma Shachar Soif Kala Laila, just like the morning is the end of the night, Af Esther Soif Kala Hanisim. So too Esther is the end of all Nisim. Now this is confusing, because one would have thought that if anything, Nisim should be akin to the time of day. Nisim is when you see Hashem's Hashgacha B'Galui in the Bria, and the time that we don't have Nisim Galuyim should be compared to the night. And yet we say that Esther is called Soif Kol HaLaila because it's the end of Nisim. Why is Nisim parallel to Laila? So the Marsha says, al derech ha-pshat, that since all of the Nisim that we learn about in the Torah started in the night, like we say in the Agadah Shel Pesach, Oz Roiv Nisim Eflesa Balaila, all the Nisim took place at night, so Soif Kol HaLaila is a reference to Nisim because the Nisim took place at night. However, we have to explain why that in itself is true. Why do the Nisim take place dafka at night? So in the Beis HaLevi, Chelek Beis, Drush Dalid, and Dibar Masl Vahine, he says that the reason why all Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for Klal Yisrael, Ba'olam HaZeh, is done in the nighttime. And the Nisim that He does for us, La'asid Lavay, are going to be done in the daytime. He says because nowadays, the time of the Golus is similar to Laila, because there's Hester and there's Choshech. Every nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does during the time of the Golus, although that nace is like a flash of light in the middle of the darkness, but it is nothing more than that, because our matziv is still one of night. He may show us a little bit of light, but that is like an ikudas or becheshkas laila, a little bit of light to light up the darkness. Masha'enkin lasid lavoi, things are going to be so clear. Bayomahu yiyah Hashem echad, shmoy echad, we're going to experience Hashem's existence in the Bria to its fullest. and the Bria will be in a matziv that is doime liyoim. Perhaps we can even take his theme a step further and explain our Gemara. Esther is soif kol hanisim and is doime to soif halayla. It could be that the message that the Gemara is trying to convey is that the other nisim that Hashem did for us were nisim that didn't change the way we look at Teva. They were temporary changes from the Derech HaTeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Mishana the Teva to do a nes, which means that Teva, the world of Teva, the world of Olam HaZeh, which like Reb Tzadik HaKoyen says, Olam is Miloshen Helem, it is a concealment of Hashem's existence, continues to be a concealment of Hashem's existence, except that Hashem allows himself to be revealed through the Nisim Geluyim. Masha'en Kain, in the time of Esther, what Hashem did was he gave us a window into the world of Lasid Lovi when we're going to realize that even Teva is being run by Hashem, because the Nes of Purim was one that happened through Teva. Therefore, it's called Soif Kol HaLaila, because it is the beginning of the day in that it starts for us the Gilui of Lasid Lovi, that the Teva is being run by Hashem. The Gemara brings down Tani Avua Derbi Oven Loizu Bilvad Amru El Af Malika Sa'if Ukmitzas Mincha Balaila Tisarif. Not only is the din, like we learned in our Mishnah, that when they shechted the carbon tumid, it had to go lebeis ha-sreifa, because if you shecht kodshim in the nighttime before alayis ha-shachar, it needs sreifa. Elo even malika sa'oif, ukmitzas mincha balayla, if you do malika of a bird, or if you do kmitza of a mincha in the nighttime, it also needs to be burnt. Rashi says that the source of this halacha is because the gamri lehu mishchita. We learn these things out from shchita, because malika sa'oif and kmitzas mincha both are b'makam shchitas hazvachim heim. Both oifis and minachis have parallel avoidas to the avoidas that are existent in zvachim. Zvachim has shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. So a mincha, you do the kmitza, and the kmitza is b'makam shchita. Similarly, the malika of an oif is b'makam shchita. Therefore, if we learn over here that shchita b'layla is pasul, so is malika and kmitza. The Briskerov, in the sefer that he wrote on Kiddush HaChodesh and Yuma, asks the following question. He says, why would Rashi explain that the reason why it's pasul, Malika and Kmitza are pasul when they're done in the nighttime, is because we learned the math from Shechita. There's a much simpler reason, and this simple reason appears in Tosfos in Menachos, and is basically Mavur in the Gemara in Megillah. The reason is because it says, B'yoyim tzavoysay, all avoides are pasul when they're done in the nighttime. They have to be done in the day. The only reason why Shechita has to be learned out from a separate pasuk of B'yoyim zivchachem is because Shechita is lav avoid. Therefore, Kmitza and Malika, which do have a din of Avoida, shouldn't need the extra pasuk of B'yayim Zivchachem. They shouldn't need the Alfusa from Shechita, because it would be enough to learn them out, for, like all other Avoidas, from B'yayim Tzavoysay. And if you take a look at the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chof Mabez, that's exactly what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara starts out explaining Shechita by saying that we learn out from the pasuk of B'yayim Zivchachem, and then the Gemara later says, L'malika, L'kmitza, L'aktara, L'hazaya, all of these Avoidas, T'chsiv, B'yayim Tzavoysay is Bnei Yisrael. So B'yayim Tzavoysay is the Makar for anything that has a din avoida. And Tosfos speaks out over there in Dibra Mascha Lekmitza Ulak Torah Avol Shchita Loimafkir Maikro the Lava Avoida He Sheik Shere Bizar. So the Siach Yitzchak answers this question by saying that we know that there is a rule in Kodshim that you need to have Shana Akasav Alav La'akev. When the Torah says something once, it is a mitzvah. When the Torah says it twice in Kodshim, it's La'akev, it's Ma'akev, even B'di'evid. So even though the Gemara in Megillah brings down various psukim to explain that certain dinim have to be done in the daytime, in Kodshim you would have to have two psukim. So even though the Gemara brings the pasuk of B'yem Tzavoysay, that's not enough. You have to have a second pasuk, which is the pasuk that we learn from Shechita, in order to tell me that it's ma'akiv. By Shechita itself, he explains, you have two psukim as well, because there's a pasuk of B'yem HaKrivoy and a pasuk of B'yem Zivchachem. However, the Briskerov gives another teretz. The Briskerov says that anyway, it's very difficult to understand what was Avuah de Reb Oven Mechadish. If there's a Mishnah in Megillah that says Kmitza and Malika are possible Laila, so why is he coming and telling me that these are also possible Laila and you have to burn them? It's a Beferish Mishnah. Answers the Briskerov that there's an added Chiddush that Avuah de Reb Oven has to be Mechadish to us. He says that Avuah Derav Avinah is referring to an Oilas Ha'oif. Now, what's special about Oilas Ha'oif is that the Malika is done by Rosh Shel Mizbeach. And there is a halacha in many cases that we say that when something is already by Rosh Shel Mizbeach, you're allowed to be makavid, even though it's pasul. Im alu lo yerdu. So therefore, even if we already have a pasuk saying that something like Chatas Ha'oif is pasul when it's done in the nighttime, and that the Gemara in Megillah learns out from B'yom Tzavoisai, we still wouldn't know that Oilas Ha'oif is also pasul when it's done at night. We'd say that it's Mola Yerdu, and that's why we have to learn out from Shechita that it's Pasul as well, because by Shechita we have a special din that's learned out in the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chav Zayinu Mebeis, that even if you Shech B'Rosh Shel Mizbeach, the halacha is that if that Shechita was done Balayla, then in Olu Yerdu. We don't say the rule Mola Yerdu by Shechita when it's done B'Rosh Shel Mizbeach. So Hu Adin, when you do the Malika B'Rosh Shel Mizbeach, we wouldn't say Mola Yerdu, and that's what we need the Limud from Shechita for. Now that answers why we would have to learn Malika from Shechita, but why is it that we have to learn Kmitza from Shechita? So the Brisker Rav asks this as well, and he says that similar to the din of Malika, which is done by Rosh Hashem Mizbeach, and has the special halacha of M'olu LaYerdu, we have a parallel in the dinim of Kmitza, and that is that according to Rashi and Zvachim, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, Fida Maskana of the Gemara over there, a klisharis is mekadesh what's inside, even if it's davar apostol, similar to the Rosh Hashem Mizbeach, which is mekadesh and tells you im Allah yerdu. So in a case where the mincha is already in a klisharis, as we'll soon see, is a discussion in this sugya. For such a case, we need an extra pasuk to tell me that it's pasul even though it was done in the nighttime. So from the pasuk of B'yom Tzavoisa, we understand that in a regular case where it's not inside a klisharis, it's pasul if it was done in the nighttime. The pasuk that we learn out from Shechita tells me that even in a case where it was inside a klisharis, it's also pasul. Tosfos in Dibra Maschil Ela Afilu asks Akasha, why does the Gemara have to come on to the psul when you do Malika and an Oila before Alois HaShachar, because it was done before the day began, because it was done by Laila. Tepek le mishim dekarve koidem l'tamid shel shachar. There's a din that you're not allowed to bring any karbonis before tamid shel shachar, because the Gemara learns out later on Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Tav Nishchan Emsachim inayin shleihei davar koidem l'tamid shel shachar dechsiv ha'oilo oilo rishayna. The halacha is that the tamid shel shachar has to be the first karbon. So if you bring a karbon before the tamid shel shachar, then you're being over on the din of oilo rishayna. Tosfos offers two terutzim. The first teretz is that the din of ha'oila rishayna is only a halacha in haktara. Here we're trying to say that when you do the shechita or the malika or the kmitza, it's possible because it was done balayla. But the din of ha'oila rishayna is a halacha that you're not allowed to be makdir anything on the mizbeach before being makdir the evarim of the karbon tamid. And that's because the pasuk that we learn out from is va'arach aleha ha'oila v'hikdir aleha v'yashlamim. Va'arach aleha ha'oila is referring to being marachit on the maracha on the mizbeach. However, the second teretz of Tosfos is based on the idea that we mentioned earlier that in Kodshim you have to write something twice in order for it to be liikuva. So Tosfos says that the din of ha'oila rishayna is only lemitzvah. According to Tosfos' second teretz, that din is not liikuva. It's not possible if you bring a carbon before the tamid shel shachar. What passels it over here is because of the din of balayla. Tosfos then says that according to the second teretz, it should come out that just like the din of bringing a carbon before the tamid shel shachar is not likuva, it's only lemitzvah, so too the din, there's another halacha that you're not allowed to bring a carbon after the tamid shel ben harbayim. And that's also, said Tosfos, according to this teretz, should only be lemitzvah. And on that, Tosfos asks from Masugya and Psachim, where it's mevur beferish, on daf ayin gimel mebeis, that if you shecht a carbon after the tamid shel ben harbayim, then you have to burn the buster, Yetzel Beis Hasreifa. The case over there is where you have a carbon Pesach, you find that the Bailim have backed out of this carbon Pesach, so it can no longer be kosher as a carbon Pesach. Now, we know that when you have a carbon Pesach and it doesn't function properly as a carbon Pesach, it could be good as a shlamim. It works as a shlamim. The problem over here, though, is that since you shechted it after the tamid shel ben harbayim, although a carbon Pesach, when it's shechted after the carbon shel ben harbayim, is fine, that's when it's supposed to be geshechten, but any other carbon is not supposed to be shechted after the tamid shel ben harbayim. So here you have a scenario in which you shechted a carbon after the tamid shel ben harbayim, and it says, Yetzel beis hasreifa. Tosfos says, it gets burnt, but not because the carbon is possible. pasul. This is the answer Tosis gives, is that really, it's like they said in their second teretz, that a carbon that's shechted after the Tamar Shabbat Arbaim is not pasul. The reason why you have to burn the basar is because it's usur to be makdir the emurim. Since you can't bring the emurim after the tamashal ben arbayim, you're not allowed to eat the basar, since you don't have the option of bringing the emurim. So that's why it gets nisraf. You have to bring it to beis asreifa. Now, of course, the whole question Tosfos is asking is built on the premise that the halacha that you're not allowed to bring something before the tamid shel shachar and the halacha that you're not allowed to bring something after the tamid shel ben arbayim work the same. And if we say that the din of not bringing a carbon before the tamid shel shachar is only lemitzvah and not liikuva, then hu adin, the halacha of not bringing something after the tamid shel ben arbayim is also only lemitzvah and not liikuva. In our shir on Psachim Daf Ayin Gimel Mebeis, we explained that this assumption of Tosfos is debatable, because one can argue that the halacha that you're not allowed to bring something before the Tamid Shel Shachar is a din kedima, as is mavur in the Rishonim in Perek Tamid Nishchat, that there's one halacha because of Tadr She'ena Tadr Kodim, that's why you bring the Tamid first. Aside from that, there's a din ha'oila oila Rishonah that the Tamid Shel Shachar is supposed to be the first carbon. But that's a halacha in the Tamid Shel Shachar. If the person violated that din and brought a carbon before the Tamid Shel Shachar, he did something wrong with the Tamid Shel Shachar. He made it that the Tamid Shel Shachar was not the first carbon. But there was no real avla done with the carbon that he himself brought. There was no psul in the carbon that we could say that since it was brought improperly, it should be pasul. Because the Torah didn't say that the tzura of every carbon is that it should be preceded by the Tamid Shel Shachar. Rather, the Torah specified a certain quality about the Tamid Shel Shachar that it should be the first carbon. Masha Enkein, if you bring a carbon after the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, you're violating the deadline of that carbon. The Torah said, we don't want you to bring a carbon after the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. Aleha Hashlim Kolar Karbonis Kulum. There's something about the Karbonis that say that they're supposed to be prior to the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. So therefore, we could really be mekayim the second teretz in Tosfos, that the din of not bringing something before the Tamid Shel Shachar is not liikuva, because the Torah didn't say ha'ola ola rishayna as an ikuv, it didn't passel it. The Torah just said you're not supposed to bring the first carbon of the day from anything other than this ola, the Tamid Shel Shachar, and therefore the Torah didn't say that anything that was brought before the Tamid Shel Shachar is passel. However, the Gemara in Psachim that says that when you bring something after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim that it's passel is not a steer. The two dinim work differently, especially according to what's mavur in Tosfos Daf Nuches Mabez, that the psul may only be a din drabanan. We could understand that the rabbanan chose only to passel something when it was brought after the deadline of the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, and that the rabbanan didn't choose to passel something that was brought before the Tamid Shel Shachar, because that, like we said, is not an intrinsic problem with the carbon that you're bringing. Rather, it's going to change the Tamid Shel Shachar from being the first carbon of the day. After bringing down the memra of Avua Derb Oven, the Gemara asks, Bishlomo Oyla Sa'oif, Maida Hava Hava. Oyla Sa'oif, there's no way to undo what you did. You did Malika, and it was done by Laila. There's no way to make the carbon kosher. However, Koimetz, the Gemara says, Nahadra, put it back into the Mincha, Vinahader, Vinikmitza, Biyamama, and wait until the morning, and then you'll do your Kmitza then. Why is it considered irreversible? Now, the very question of the Gemara needs beer, because as the Tosfos Rid asks, it's mashma that it's possible to take a koimetz that was done bipsul, put it back into the mincha, and then redo it. Now, we have a very similar case in Menachas Davav Med Aleph, in which Ben Beseira and the Rabbanan have a machloikis. Let's say a zar, an oinen, a tful yoim, somebody who's pasul, somebody who's mechaser begodim, a tame, all of the people that are not allowed to do the avoida, or a person who's allowed to do the avodah, but he did it in the wrong way, like he was sitting down, he wasn't standing, or he wasn't on the ritzpah, or the person did it with his left hand. In all of these cases, there's a machloikas. The rabbanan say, ein lo takana. There's no way now to fix up what you did. And Ben Beseira says, take the koimetz, put it back in, and redo it with a kosher and with the right hand. So we paskin like the rabbanan. They're the rabbim. Why would the Gemara now ask that if it was done in the nighttime, you could redo it? It sounds like the Gemara is taking the side of Ben Beseira, who's a das yachid. The Tosfos Yishonim over here offers two terutzim. The first teretz is that the Gemara understood in the Kasha that here we're talking about a mincha, as we'll soon see a discussion about in the Tosfos. We're talking about a mincha that was not niskadish in a kli sharis. Since it wasn't yet niskadish in a kli sharis, it's considered like a mincha of chulin, and therefore it's easier, even according to the Rabbanan, to redo what you did. The Rabbanan's shita is that when somebody takes something that's kadshim, that's already niskadish, and he does a kmitza to it, and it's done in oifen a psul, then you can't undo what you did. But if it didn't yet have kiddush in the kli sharis, then it's less of a problem. The second teretz the Tosfos Yeshanim says is that even if it was niskadish in a kli, according to what the Gemara holds now in the Havamina, a kli sharis can't really be mekadesh something shaloi bizmana. So bishlama, if you did it in the right time, just did it bipsul, it was niskadesh bikli, and the act of being koimetz bipsul is going to passel the carbon. Masha ein kein, if you put into the kli before it came the zman, if you hold kli sharis a mekadeshin el bizmana, then it's still considered like it was put into a kli choil. On the Gemara's kasha, that you should put it back into the mincha and then take the kaimitz again, the Gemara answers, "Hu tani lav, hu amar la, kli shareis, mikachin afilo shaloi bizmanai." Now there's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what this means. Rashi learns that the Gemara really means to answer that you took the kaimitz and put the kaimitz into a kli shareis. Once a person takes a kaimitz and puts it into a kli shareis, that kaimitz gets a din of a kaimitz, and it no longer can go back to being part of the original mincha. It's like a person who was mafresh truma from tevel. He can't go now and make the truma back into tevel because it's already nikra alei shem truma. Rashi's lashon is v'kivin shekiddush hakaimitz bekli l'shem kaimitz ein echozer li'ais tevel kemincha shalei nikmitza. So the kaimitz can't be reversed. Now you may ask, okay, so just discard this kaimitz, it's pasul, and take another kaimitz. You can't do that either. Rashi says, "Val korche me'achar shezek kori kaimitz ina chavu shirayim." Since this kaimitz has a din of a kaimitz, the rest of it is called shirayim, which means that it's not considered a mincha shalei nikmitza. It's a mincha that has already had its kaimitz separated from it. It's called shirayim. However, Tosfos in Dibur HaMaschil Nahadre argues on Rashi. Tosfos learns that when the Gemara says kli sharis mekadeshin afilu shaloi bizmanan, it's not referring to the kli sharis that you're depositing the kaimitz into, rather the kli sharis that's housing the mincha up until now. Because inasmuch as the Gemara is changing now and saying that kli sharis is mekadeshit, even though it's not yet its zman, if you were to wait until the morning to now go and take another kaimitz, the mincha would become pasul, because a mincha that was niskadish in a kli sharis becomes pasul by amura shachar midin lina. Tosfos then goes and asks on themselves, if indeed you put it into a kli sharis and then it becomes pasul in the morning midin lina, so then even had you not taken the kaimitz at night, you would have that problem because it would become pasul in the morning. So what's the special chiddush of avua der oven? There's no chiddush. Even if he wouldn't have been mechadish to us that you're not allowed to take the kaimitz at night, your mincha is going to be pasul as soon as the morning comes. Tosfos answers that there's a difference, because if you didn't take the kmitza, then until Amur HaShachar, there would be no din to be sarufit. You have to wait until the psulina happens, and then you would have to burn the mincha. Masha'en kein, now that we're mechadish, that there's a psul, when you are mafresh to kmitza by night, so then it becomes pasul immediately. And the din is that it's yetzel beis hasreifa right now. So, according to the text, we have a very interesting structure. At the time that you take the kmitza is no good. If you want to ask, though, what happens with the eitzah of now putting the kaimitz back in and then taking the kmitza in the morning, I don't have that eitzah, because in the morning it already will be possibleina. Being that that is the case, says Tosfos, so I have a problem immediately now, and I have to burn it because it's pasul now. The stipler in Kilis Yaakov, Simon Tess, explains that the reason why Rashi doesn't want to say like Tosfos is because Rashi has Tosfos' kasha they ask on themselves, and doesn't accept Tosfos' teretz. Meaning to say, Rashi holds there is no difference between the scenario in which you were mekadesh the mincha in a kli sharis, and then it becomes pasul by amud hashachar, and the scenario of our case where you put it into the kli sharis and you did kmitza by laila. Because in either case, it would not have a din sreifa until the next morning. And that is because, says the stipler, that Rashi holds, unlike Tosfos, who says that when you do kmitza bipsul, like you do kmitza balayla, it immediately becomes pasul, Rashi holds doing kmitza balayla is only the absence of a kosher maisa kmitza. It's not a negative psul, it's rather the lack of a positive kashrus of a kmitza. So according to Tosfos, as soon as you get rid of the ability, the option of fixing it up, we say that you now passeled it with a bad kmitza. Therefore, it gets burnt immediately. Mashenken, according to Rashi, you didn't give it a paslus, you rather don't have a kosher kmitza. So therefore, until Amud HaShachar comes, it's not possible. And since, even without a kmitza, that would be the case, it would become possible by Amud HaShachar, there's absolutely no difference between whether you did a kmitza or you didn't do a kmitza. Alternatively, we could say that Rashi doesn't agree with Tosis for a different reason, a much simpler reason. There happens to be a big kasha that the Gvuras Ari over here asks on Tosfos. Tosfos says that if it's a bad kmitza, then it's different than if you didn't do a kmitza at all, in that it would be nisrif miyad. Mashenkin, if you didn't do a kmitza, you'd have to wait till Amud HaShachar and then burn it after it gets nifsal belina. The question the Gvuras Ari asks is that we know that by Noiser it says, Vanoiser imenu ad boiker be'esh disreifu. And that means that you only have a din sreifa in the daytime. He then goes and he's marach to explain that that halacha, that you only burn Noiser in the daytime, is true by opsuli amakdoshim. You only burn them in the daytime. And he therefore asks some Toises, how can you say that it will be nisr, but miyad, it's not yet day? However, the Nadib Yehuda in Madura Tinyana, Erechaim Simen Tzarek Vav, brings a beautiful haichacha from the Lashon HaRambam that he disagrees with this premise. And he holds that only Noiser is burnt dafk in the daytime. Masha'enke, in other Psulim Makdashim, you would burn even at night. Because the Lashon of the Rambam in Psulim Makdashim, Perek Yud Tes Halacha Hei, is Af al pi shashlomim asurim ba'achila mitchilas leil shlishi. We know that a shlomim has shnei yomim v'layla echad. So in the beginning of the leil shlishi, it becomes pasul as noiser. Says the Rambam, ain surfa noiser elu b'yom. It becomes pasul already in the beginning of the night. Nevertheless, you have to wait until the next day. Bein bizmane bein shaloi bizmane, you only burn it in the daytime. Continues the Rambam, v'chein ha'pigol einoi nisurf elu b'yom. Pigol, like noiser, is only nisurf in the daytime. Then, says the Rambam, ve'ein sreifas tamei v'noiser u'pigol doiche es yomtif. He tells you that after talking about a din of pigol and telling you the din of noiser, he then says that noiser, pigol, and tamei, three things, are not doiche yomtif. So asks the Nadib Yehuda, why is it that the Rambam equates pigol, noiser, and tamei in the din that he discusses at the end, that they're not doiche yomtiv, but he fails to mention tamei together with pigol and noiser in the beginning din when he's talking about your iser to burn it in the nighttime, that you have to wait until the daytime? It sounds like the Rambam holds that something like tamei, if something would be psulim akdashim because it became tamei, would have a heter to burn it in the nighttime. So you see, like the Shittas HaTosfos and not like the Kasha of the Gvuras Ari. So perhaps we can say that Rashi holds like the Gvuras Ari, and he holds that even other psulim besides Noiser and Pigel have to wait until the next day, and therefore, according to Rashi, there's no difference between the case where you did a Kmitza Psula and when you did no Kmitza. In both cases, you would only burn it the next day, and you would not be Serifit Miyad like Tosfos holds. On the Gemara's teretz that klisharis mikatshin afilu shloi bizmanoi, the Gemara asks from a brisa that says ze aklal kol akarev biyoyim kadosh biyoyim v'chol akarev b'layla kadosh b'layla, which means that something whose din is to bring it in the daytime, so the only time that it could become kadosh al yidei putting it into a klisharis is when you put it in the daytime. Mashma that a klisharis would not be mikatish something whose din is to be brought in the daytime would not be mikatish it at the night. Unlike what we're trying to say in our Gemara, that a klisharis is mikatish afilu shaloi bizmanoi. The Gemara answers that Dilma ain't a kaddish li kariv, aval kaddish li pasul. The rule that it says in the Braisa that a klisharis cannot be mekaddish something whose din it's been brought in the daytime. It cannot be mekaddish it in the nighttime. That's in order to facilitate hakrava. So if I put it in the nighttime, I cannot be makriv that mincha the next day. However, says the Gemara, it still could be kaddish li pasul. The klisharis could accomplish giving it a kedusha so that it will now become pasul belina. This is because although we're accustomed to, generally speaking, to define two levels of Kedusha in Kodshim, namely Kedushas Berekabayas, or Kedushas Domim, and Kedushas Haguf, there are really three levels. There's Kedushas Berekabayas, Kedushas Domim, and that's one level. The second level is Kedushas Haguf, and the third level is Kedushas Mizbeach. So what we're saying over here is that in order to obtain Kedushas Mizbeach, which means that it's Kadosh Likarev, it's Kadosh, it has Kedushas Mizbeach that makes it fit for Hakrava, that you need to do it during the proper Zman. So Kol HaKarev B'yoyim, it has to be Kadosh Dafka B'yoyim. Nevertheless, still the Klisharis has the power to give it even Kedushas HaGuf, level number 2, even when it's not Bizmanai, and that helps L'inyan that it becomes Pasol Belina. So on this, the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says, how could you say that it's possible for a klisharis to be mekadesh something shaloi bizmanoi in order to make it puzzle? There's another brisa. It says that if a person was mesader, the lechem haponim, and the bezichim, you should bring together the lechem haponim bezichim levoina, and you're mesader that after Shabbos, which is not the way it's supposed to be done. You're supposed to mesader it on Shabbos itself, so that it remains for an entire week on the Shulchan. Psula, it's puzzle. And Rashi explains, it's puzzle because it wasn't Nistera B'Shabbos, Lamed Sham Shivis Yom Kimishpata. So it's like Mechusar Zman, and it becomes puzzle. Kate said, Yase, what should you do? Yanichenu L'Shabbos Abba, you should leave it till the next Shabbos, because Shafilu Amda Al Shulchan Yomim Rabim Emekach Klum. The Lechem is allowed to stay on the Shulchan for a long time, and so you'll just be Makter the Bezichim the following Shabbos. So the Gemara asks that if it's true that Klisharis is Mekadish, Shaloi Bezmane, Lipuzzle, so Amai, why do we say that the lechem doesn't become puzzle? You should say Tikdush v'ti puzzle, meaning to say the Shulchan should at least be Mekadesh the lechem le'inyin, that it should be Nifsal based on the fact that you are Mesaderit Shaloi Bezmanot. So it may be true that being Mesaderit on Sunday is not considered the right time to be Mesaderit, so Shaloi Bezmanot, but nevertheless, that Gufa should give it the din that it should become puzzle, because we said that a Klishares is Mekadesh Lifsal. The Gemara answers by saying, Amar Rava, Mandika Moisiv Shaparka Moisiv. This is a valid question on Avuah Rab Oven. However, Avuah Rab Oven also was coming from a Braisa, and therefore we have to figure out a Yeshua between the two Braises. The Gemara says, I'll tell you the way to be Miyashiv, the two Braises. Avuah Rab Oven was talking about where you place the Koimetz into a Klisharis Balaila. The following day, it's Roy to become Kaddish. And the Laila preceding that day, although it's not Roy to be Mekadeshit, but it's not considered Mechusar Zman, Le'inyan making it Kaddish, Lipasel. And that's because we say Laila is not considered Mechusar Zman. Masha Enkein, the case of the Shulchan, when you put the Lechem upon him, you're Mesader them on the Shulchan, on the wrong day, since it's not a day that it's roy to become Kaddish, we say that's called Mechusar Zman, and it's not possible for the Shulchan to be Mekadish the Lechem, even Lifso. The Gemara says, so what? Einachanami, when you did it on Sunday, it's not going to be Kaddish Lifso, but when it comes the next week, on Friday night, since it's the night that preceding a Shabbos that it is roy to become Kaddish, it should then become Kaddish Lifso, because it was still placed on the Shulchan Shloi Bizmanoi, and at that moment it should already become Pasul. So the Gemara offers two terutzim to that. Ravina says that at that point you already took it off, so it was never on the Shulchan during a time that it was roy to become Kaddish, because the preceding night, which is the only time that we could say that it was a roy to become Kaddish and is on the Shulchan Shaloi Kedin, it wasn't there. According to Rav Ashi, though, he says, Afilotem b'shaloi kadim b'silkei, you didn't take it off on Friday night. Nevertheless, it doesn't become Kaddish Lifsol, because kiven shesidra shaloi kemitzvasai nase kemosh shesidra kahakoif. Since you placed it on the Shulchan, not during a time that it was Roy to place it there, it's not considered a significant Maisa of being Mesader. It's like a monkey went and was Mesader it, and that Sidr will not have any dinim. It cannot even be Mekadeshit Lifsel. Now, based on this Gemara, Rashi in Dibra Maschul Psula explains that we have to change the Girsa in the Braisa that we just brought down. The Braisa started out, Sidr as Alechem v'sabazichin, Achar HaShabbos v'hikter sabazichin, B'Shabbos Psula. Rashi says you cannot be gerus the word Psula. When a person puts the Lechem and the Bezichin after Shabbos, how can you use the word Psula? If in the Maskana we say that the Seder does absolutely nothing, it's like a Kaif was Mesaderet on the Shulchan, then how could it become Puzzle? Furthermore, he says that the Braisa gives you an Eitzah. Kate said, Yase, Yanichenu l'Shabbos Abba. Wait until the next Shabbos. So you never say a word Puzzle and then tell me it's Takana. Now the Chazanish points out that when Rashi says this, what he means to say is that even if you were to bring the Bezichin, you would be makter the Bezichin Levoina this Shabbos, that Haktara would have absolutely no impact on the Lechem Aponim. Because one could have learned, and this is the way the Ritva seems to learn, is Mekayim the Girsa of Psula, that it may be true that the Braisa gives me an Eitzav, Kesed Yase Yanichena, you should leave it until the next Shabbos. But what the Braisa means to say is you should not even be makter the Bezichin. There are two issues here. The Lechem Aponim was placed on the Shulchan. In addition, there's bezichei levoina that are not supposed to be brought because the bezichei levoina are a matir for the lechem aponim, and the lechem aponim is pasul. So what happens if a person, before the week is up, meaning on the coming Shabbos, when the person was mesada the lechem aponim on Sunday, so that following Shabbos, he's makter the bezichei levoina. What happens? So the Ritva understands that since you are makter the matir of that carbon, of the lechem aponim, it would now pass the lechem upon him. And when it says in the Brisa, Kate said, Yasa Yanichen al Shabbos Abba, it means don't be makdir those bezichen either. The bezichen, if you're makdir, the bezichen levoina, the bezichen is pasul, it's akhtar psula, and that will have now an impact on the lechem upon him and pass the lechem upon him. And that's the words psula. The eitz of Kate said, Yasa is, so don't be makdir the bezichen. Mashenkin Rashi understands that even if you were to be makdir the bezichen, it would have no impact on the lechem upon him, and that's why Rashi takes away the girsa of psula, because he can't explain that girsa in any way. Because there's no hechatimtza in which it's actually pasul and you have no takana for it. Even if you were to be makter the bezichin, the lechem aponim is still kosher, as long as you wait until the following Shabbos. And the Chazon Ish points out that that's actually the shittas of Rambam. In Hilchos Tmirim Musafin, Perkei Alocha Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Keitzad yaseh belechem uvazichin, shesidr la'achar Shabbos, not what should you do with the lechem, but rather what should you do with the lechem and the bezichin, shesidr la'achar Shabbos, yenichem, you should leave them, sham ala shulchan, ad so you wait until the following week. So it comes out we have a fundamental machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi holds that even though you brought the bezichin, you were makter the bezichin, it has no impact on the lechem, because since you're mesader this lechem, shaloi bizmanoi, it has no relationship to the bezichin that you put there. So it's impossible for the haktara of those bezichin to have an effect on the lechem. The lechem was mesuder in the wrong time, and it has absolutely no halacha. So Rashi, therefore, has to be moichik the word psula, because you can't say that there's any instance in which the lechem actually becomes pasul. You have an eitzah to wait until the following Shabbos, and there's nothing now that passels the lechem. Mashenken, according to the Rambam, and according to the Ritva, that says Yishonim, what passels the lechem is the aktar of the bezichin. The eitz of the Brisa is, wait until the next Shabbos, and then you'll be makter the bezichin at that moment, and that's when you're going to be machshir the lechem upon him. But were you to wait earlier, then of course it would passel the lechem upon him. Concerning the teretz that the Gemara gave, that when you are mesader lechem aponim in a time that it's not roy for it to be placed on the shulchan, it's nase kimoy shesidra yakoif, it's as if a koif, a monkey, was mesader it, Rashi and Tosfos are both bothered by the question that why can't we say the same thing in the Gemara before when we were talking about putting a mincha inside a kli shoris. Over there also we know that it was done in a time that it's not roy for it to become kaddish. So Rashi explains that the difference is because before we said that Laila is not considered Mechusar Zman, and when it's not considered Mechusar Zman, it doesn't have a dinner Kamishna Sidre Koif. Rashi doesn't really explain why. And it seems that what Rashi means to say is that when something is considered totally not in the right Zman, like in the case of Lechem Aponim where you did it a week earlier, it does not Bechlal have the Halacha of Nesina Bekli. Dahainu, they're right now on Sunday. There is no relationship that the lechem aponim, this lechem aponim, has with the shulchan. So the shulchan can't have any impact on the lechem. That's called kamisha sidrei koif. Because when you put lechem on a shulchan that has no shaychas to that shulchan, then it's not considered a maisa of nesina ala shulchan. Koif is a description anytime we consider it as if there's no gavra accomplishing something. You're not doing a maisa that has a Torah's maisa on it. A koif. Maisa koif is a monkey doing something. So it doesn't have any quality of the actual maisa nesina. The maisa nesina on the shulchan usually gives dinim to the lechem. Here it can't because it's totally divorced from the shulchan. Masha enkein. When you put something into a kli shoreis on the night preceding a day that it's roi to become kadosh, it's considered part of that day. The laila is nimshach after the yom following it, and therefore we can't say that it's kamisha sidrei koif because the person was doing an act that has on it a Torah's kiddush. The act is considered a maisa of nesina bekli because we're already in a time frame that the kli has a relationship, it has a shaychus to this mincha. Tosfos, on the other hand, gives a different hesber. Tosfos in Dibra Maslo Kamosha Sidra Akoif says that the reason why we don't say Kamosha Sidra Akoif in the case of Mincha, that it should be considered as if you put it in the Kli Idea Koif, Yesh Leimer says Tosfos, the Hasam Niskavein Likadesh Shekasavar Haya Shehu Yoim. The person who put a Mincha in a Kli during the time preceding day, it's before daybreak, but the person thought that it's already day, and therefore the person's intention was to be mekadesh it al yedei the kli. Masha enkein, a person who put the lechem aponim on the shulchan on Sunday, he knows full well that it's not possible to put the lechem aponim on the shulchan on Sunday. It's supposed to be put there on Shabbos. So the person himself, Bikavana, placed it knowing that it's not going to be Mekadashit. That is considered Kamisha Sidre Koif. So there's a big nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. Lefit Tosfos, if let's say a person put it there on the night preceding a day that it was possible to be Mekadashit, but the person knew that it was night and he knew that it was not possible to be Mekadashit, it would be considered Kamisha Sidre Koif. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, since it's during a time frame when this mincha has a relationship to the Kli, it would be Mekadashit, even though the person knows full well that it's not yet time to put it into the Kli and to be Mekadeshit. The reason why Tosfos did not want to learn like Rashi, even though the Gemara already said before the chiluk between Laila not being Mechusar Zman and a Yoim, which is Mechusar Zman, so why doesn't Tosfos want to learn the Gemara now like Rashi? Says the Siach Yitzchak, because Tosfos is Medayik from the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara says, Kivin Shesidre Shaloike Mitzvasei Nase Kemo Shesidre HaKoif. Now, according to Rashi's Pshat, why would the Gemara say, Kivin Shesidre Shaloike Mitzvasei? Even when you're Mesadar it, Balayla, that's also considered shaloike mitzvasai, because this isn't really the time to put it into the Kli, and Rashi's moided to that. So why does it say kivin shesidre shaloike mitzvasai? What the Gemara should have said is kivin shesidre in a zman where it's considered mechusar zman, where it's totally not related to the shulchan, unlike the case of the Kli, where it is considered a time that's relevant to the Kli. Perhaps we can say in defense of Rashi that the reason why the Gemara used the words in shaloike mitzvasai, we could explain based on an idea we mentioned earlier. We explained that there are three levels of Kedusha. There's Kedusha's Damim, Kedusha's Haguf, and Kedusha's Mizbeach. Kedusha's Damim is what goes to the Berek Abayis. It has no intrinsic Kedusha, it's something that its value is Kaddish. Kedusha's Haguf, the thing itself becomes Kaddish, and that's what makes it be susceptible to Solina and the like. Then there's Kedusha's Mizbeach, which is the highest level, which gives it the ability to be put on the Mizbeach. Now, as we explained before, it may be true that as far as Kedusha's Mizbeach, we can define the case of a mincha being placed into a Kli also as Shaloike Mitzvasei. But as far as being Kedushas HaGuf, this is called Kemitzvasai. So the Gemara means to say that on the Shulchan you place the Lechem Shaloi Kemitzvasai, meaning in an Oifen that it does not receive any of the Kedushas HaGuf that the Shulchan has to offer. That's Shaloi Kemitzvasai. Masha Enkein, the Kli, when you put the Mincha inside the Kli, it's Kemitzvasai Klape Kedushas HaGuf. May not be Klape Kedushas Mizbeach, it's not Kemitzvasai, but it's still considered Kemitzvasai as far as Kedushas HaGuf Guf is concerned.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.